Begin the current daf, Masechta Ksubos, daf Lamed Alef. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, and that is we opened up the Perek Eilu Nairis, discussing novelties in the halachas of a knas when a man is ma'anis a woman. So he said that even if she's someone that's a chiva lavin, or if she's someone that's even a chiva karas, where the man who's having beer with her is going to be liable possibly for his life, on that still the Mishnah said that he's still going to be chayv in the tatzishlumen, the payment of the knas that a ma'anis has to a woman. Now on that, the Gemara said that obviously our Mishnah is not like Reb Nechunya ben Hakana, because he said that the halach of kimle b'dir abminei, that you only get the greater punishment. For example, where everyone agrees of misa b'dei adam, when Bezdin gives capital punishment, then you don't have to pay for the penalty, as we learn from a pasuk of v'lo ya'asin anish ya'anish, that you only get the financial obligations if there's no capital punishment. That Reb Nechunya ben Hakana said, as we learned two interpretations, Abaye and Rava, that the halacha would apply even to karis and possibly even to regular misa b'dei shemayim. Now, but one thing the Gemara pointed out, as our Gemara quotes now again, the Gufa, we learned, Amr Rav Chisda says, "B'meidir Reb Nechunya ben Hakana." Reb Nechunya ben Hakana himself, who obviously has a more expansive interpretation of kimle b'dir abminei, even he agrees, if somebody steals the forbidden fats of his friend and he consumes it, that then he would be liable for the payment for the theft. And the reason is because although that you're also going to be chayv misa for consuming chaylev, but because the liability for the theft happened before you came to the prohibition of consuming the chaylev. And therefore, since it didn't happen at the same time simultaneously, so therefore, even Reb Nechunya ben Hakana would agree that that does not get included in kimle d'rabminei, because although they happened maybe 5 seconds later, but it wasn't at the same time, and therefore the theft was first, then came death, so then you actually are liable in both. Now, that the Gemara says, Lema pligad Rebavin. Let's say that this halacha Rav Chisda argued on Rebavin. Because the Amr Rebavin said the following halacha. And from there we could infer that he argues on this halacha. He said, Hazarik chetz mitchilas arba l'seif arba. If somebody on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah, the public domain, throws an arrow from the beginning of 4 amos to the end, meaning it travels a distance of dalet amos, approximately 8 feet, in the public domain, which is a prohibition of Haitzah on Shabbos, which is a Isra Deiraisa, V'kara Shirayin Balichasay, and as it's traveling, it tears somebody else's cloth, Pater, so Rebavin says that the person will be exempt on the financial liability of tearing and damaging someone else's cloth, and the reason is, Shakira Tzarech HaNochahi, because there's two elements in every Haitzah. When to violate one of the lamentas malachas of transporting something, either from the Rosh Hashayach, a private domain, to Rosh Hashanah, a public domain, or four amis, as the case we're discussing in Rosh Hashanah, you have to have a kira, which means to pick it up from where it was stationary, then do the haitza, or havar, or dalamis, or Rosh Hashanah, and then to have the hanoch of placing it down. Nasser Babin says that although, essentially, the obligation of money happened before you finally finalized, meaning if you didn't never have a hanocha, you never did haitza or havar shesaram, you only finalized your violation when you put it down. So although the monetary the violation happened before you put it down, you're still going to be exempt. Why is that? Didn't happen at the same time. The reason is because that tearing of someone else's object happened between when you picked it up, meaning when you started walking the Dalet Amos, and when you then put it down, it happens somewhere in the middle. Now, that Rebavin considers as misa v'tashlum and voin kechad, as if it happened at the same time. And the reason is because since the akira, which means that your starting is necessary for the ending, so from that moment, it's as if you started the malacha. So it's one long malacha. Yes, the malacha is completed when you do the hanacha, but it starts when you do the akira because the akira is necessary for the hanacha. So therefore, at the time when you're violating the Issa Deraisa of Chiv Misa, the same time, that whole long Dalet Amos, is when you tear someone else's thing in the middle, that's Boin Kecha, that's being done at the same time. Oh, when you have the Chiv Misa at the same time as Chiv Tashlumen, then you say Kimle B'dirabine, that you get the greater punishment and you're exempt on the financial obligation. So Gemara says, Sahachinami, so according to Rabbavin, we should say the same thing regarding the case that Rav Chisda was describing. Hagbod tzarech achilehi. The picking up of this person's forbidden fats that you're stealing. Now, that picking up is necessary for consumption. So essentially, it's like one long act of eating. Now, if you go in slow motion, you could break anything down. But essentially, it's one long thing because that's how you eat. You first pick it up and you put it into your mouth. And therefore, the Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Avin, he should say that you will be exempt for the liability of the theft, because you can't break it down and say, oh, the theft is when you picked it up, but the consumption, which is the liability for death, is when you ate it. Because we see that he doesn't say that. He says that you view the whole thing in this context. When did it start until when it ended? And since that, just like that kira is tzarech hanocha, and hence he calls that boyin ke'echad, so he should say the same thing for eating the forbidden fats. That picking it up is necessary for the eating. That's one long act of violating the chiv misa of eating the fats, and therefore you should be exempt on the geneva according to Rabbi Avin, not like the way Rav Chizkiya just described. So that the Gemara gives answers and says false. Hachi hashta, can you really compare the two cases? Hasam I afshur lahanocha b'lo yakira. There, regarding the violation of the issa of haitzav havar and shusram dalet ames, you cannot have hanocha without having an akira. You cannot, literally you can't have it, because you can only put something down if you first picked it up. You can only stop if you started. And moreover, regarding halacha, it's the same way, that you can't have the isra hanocha unless you had the akira first. Here it's not true. Hey, you could consume the forbidden fats without ever picking it up. As the Gemara explains, if he wanted, he could have bent down to beneath an area of three tefachim, which that Rashi points out, because even if you pick it up a little bit as you're putting it in your mouth, if it's within three tefachim on the ground, it's still considered as if it's on the ground. And he eats it, and less than three tefachim is not considered having ever picked it up. So therefore, then you're going to be having the geneva and the achila at the same time. That's what boin ke'echad would be. But since you didn't have to pick it up, and yet you did pick it up, so picking up is one thing, and then the eating is something else. It's not necessarily the same as akila tzarech hanocha to say the hagba is l'tzarech achila. And therefore, over there, Reb Avin would agree to Rav Chisda that you would be chayv. That's not the same as Reb Avin's case where you need the akira to have the hanocha. That's considered one action, and then you'll be potter. Inami, another explanation the Gemara says to differentiate and to say that they're not arguing, is because hasam I boi lahadura, there in Rabbin's case, when the person is throwing an arrow in Shasarabim, if he wants to take it back, he can't take it back. And therefore, what essentially that means is that from the moment that when you did what's called IQ, when you threw it, so then ultimately in its trajectory, it's going to tear that Shirayan. And therefore, we view it as one long act because it started. You can't undo that. So when it's going to land, it's already started from when you threw it. And that's one long thing. So too, when it's ripping the garment, it's happening in this one long act. But hacha matzim ahadullah. But over here in the case that Rav Chizkiya is describing, you could go when you pick up the chalev and put it back down. And therefore, we don't say that from when you picked it up, it already started the eating, because even if you'll say it's like tzairach, the same thing we said regarding akira, but still you could undo it. So just like we say that you could undo it, so we can view it as two separate acts, that stands in contrast to Rabbin's case where you can't undo that. And therefore, once you started it, as every action has consequences, it already started and it's one long thing until it lands. So when it's ripping the shirayin, it's happening in one long action. That's where Rabbin says you're going to be potter, but he would agree to Rav Chisda that since that you could undo, you could pick up the chalev and put it back down, that then it's considered two separate acts, and therefore he would agree you'd be chayv in tashlumah. Now the Gemara asks, "Ma ikka bein hay lishna la hay lishna?" What's the difference between these two discrepancies that we defined between Rav Chisda's case of the eating the forbidden fats and of Rabbin's case of throwing the chayt, the arrow, for amos and shas rabim, to show why it's not necessarily an argument? What would be the halachic ramifications of those two differences, which we said either because akira is tzarech hanocha, but hagba is not tzarech achila, or because by the chetz you can't take it back, but by the chalev you could put it back down? So the Gemara says, ikibinai, the difference would be is a case of hamavir sakin. If somebody is holding a knife in his hand and he's walking with it, birsha saram in the public domain on Shabbos, v'kari shirayin balichasin, as he's walking, he tears someone else's garment. So the Gemara explains, according to that version that said, an explanation of Rebbevin why you're exempt in this case of throwing the arrow, that the reason why it's different than the case of eating the forbidden fats is because yefshul lahanocha b'lo yikira, is because you can't have a putting down without a picking up, and therefore we view it as one long action. Well, chanami, then the same thing would apply even when you don't throw, even when you're just walking. Yefshul lahanocha b'lo yikira, you can't have putting down without picking up, and therefore we'll view it as one. Hence, when you're tearing someone else's garment as you're walking, it's considered one long action of chilul Shabbos. Hence, that's kimle b'drabim, that you'd be exempt on the tearing. But lahach lishna amrit. But according to the other explanation, that the reason why Rebbevin said you're exempt is because leimotzi mahadala, is because you can't take it back. Hachemotzi mahadala. But here, when you're walking with a knife, you could take it back. It's not once you released it that it's done, and therefore, according to that version, actually Rebbevin would hold that you would be chayv. No, that's the differences that it comes up between the two different versions. But one thing the Gemara said is it's not necessarily to say that Rebbevin argues on Rav Chisda. Now, once we introduced Rebbevin's statement, so the Gemara says Gufa, Am Rebbevin. Rebbevin said, as we just quoted this before, Hazari chetz metchilas arba l'sayif arba. If someone throws an arrow on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from the beginning of four amos to the end of four amos, meaning it traveled the distance of Dalet amos, the karish shirayin malachas, and it tore someone's silk cloth as it's traveling, so then Patre is going to be exempt. And the reason is, although it didn't happen at the same time, it did because Shakir Tzarech Anochahi, because, and this is like what we explained was the first version of the differential, is because the Akira is necessary for the Hanocha, and therefore we view it as one long action, and therefore anything else of Tashlum that's happening at that during that long action of Dalet Amos, where you're doing Chilul Shabbos, which is a Chiyuv Misa, you're going to be exempt from the financial obligation. Now that Masa Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye asked on this from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Hagoyniv kis b'Shabbos. If someone steals a purse on Shabbos, meaning he goes into someone else's property, he picks up the purse, and he takes it out to the public domain, so then Chayiv, he's liable for the payment of the theft, even though he's going to get killed for this theft, because he also did Haitzah, which Chayiv Mises Bez, in doing a Isidar Raisa on Shabbos. Why are you chayiv then, if you have chayiv misa? Shekvan is chayiv b'gneiva, because he was already liable in the theft to pay. And the reason is because hagbah, elevating an object, is a kinyan no matter where that's taking place. Now, there's something called kinyan gneiva, kinyan gezela, which is you acquire something during an act of theft, and you're doing a kinyan of hagbah, so it gets into his property, even to be liable, let's say, for einsin, if something happens that's an einis, which is something beyond his control, he's still going to be chayiv because of the kinyan that he did. He has this kinyan of geneva. He's liable already kaidim shayav l'deis haskila before he came to the punishment of skila. And that is because the moment he picks it up, hagbah, it's his kinyan gezela. Then 10 seconds later, when he gets out the door and he runs into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's when he's doing the issa skila of haitzah. That's when he's chayiv misa. Since it didn't happen at the same time, you don't say kim lebed rabbine, and you'll be chayiv on both. Now the Braisa says, however, if he was dragging, taking out, which means to say that he never did hagbah, never picked it up, and therefore he never acquired it with hagbah. The only way he acquired it was when he finally took it out of the homeowner's domain, when he's schlepping it out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, well then he's pater, then he's going to be exempt. And the reason is, Shari Issa Shabbos V'Geneva Boin Keachet, because then the theft of the liability of the payment and the haitzah for the liability of the skila is happening at the same time, because you're only getting the kinyan when you finally get it out of his rishos. That moment you went from rishos ha-yachad to rishos ha-rabim, you did the issa skila at the same time that you did the chiv geneva, and therefore that's kamal rabmine, you'll be exempt from the payment. Now the Gemara asks that when he went and picked it up from the homeowner's rishos and he acquired it, meaning regarding the case of the reisha, where we said that if you picked it up, so then you're already chayiv in geneva, and then when you take it out, that's skila, and then you're going to be chayiv. The Gemara says, "Vamai, why is it that you're going to be chayiv in the tashlumen of the geneva? Hachanami lema hagbot tzarichaytzahi. You should say the same thing that Rabbevin says. You should say that the picking up was necessary to be able to take it out. Hence, the moment you pick it up, that should be the akira, which was necessary for the taking it out. So why do you say that you chayiv to tashlumen? There should be one long act, akira tzarech anochahi, which is the Haitzah of taking out from Shasiach Adosh HaSarabim. When you picked it up, yes, you did Hagbah, but that same Hagbah was the Akira. That's already in part of the Malach of Haitzah. So according to Rav Avin, why are you Chayiv in that case? It didn't happen before. It happened at the same time. So that the Gemara answers, Zachem HaSkin, what we're talking about over here in the Braisa is, Kegon Shegbiyoi Amanas Latznei. Actually, that's not a Hakira. The reason is because when he picked it up, he first picked it up because he wanted to hide it. He didn't want to steal it right now because they're going to find him. He said, I'll hide it in the homeowner's rishos. He's not going to know where it is anymore. I'll come back later, then I'll take it. Now, v'nimlech alav v'yitzir. Then he changed his mind, and then he took it out. So therefore, when he first picked it up, he had the kinyan hagbah of elevation, of acquiring it. That's a chiyuv geneva. Then, when he changed his mind, decided, okay, I'm going to take it out, that's when the Akira started, and then he's going to be chayv for the skila, which only came later. So that Reb Avin would agree to. It wasn't at the same time. Now the Gemara asks, v'chiyah gavna michayv, is it really true that in such a case you'd be liable, yes, for tashlumin because you had the kinyan hagbah, but would you be chayv for the chiyah of Shabbos in that case? But v'amrav simon amrav bami amrav yechanan, he says, hamafana chafetz mezavis lezavis. So somebody, let's say, is moving objects around from one corner to another, doing some home management, picking up something, say, let's put it there, putting it somewhere else. V'nimlech alein v'hitzin. And then he changes his mind. As he's middle transporting, I'm going to take it that corner, he goes and he takes it out to Rosh Hashanah. So on that, Reb Simon said, the pot is going to be exempt for the chiv of hoitza. The reason is, shalahoysa akira mishor rishon lekach, because the original akira wasn't for the intention of taking it out. You need to have, as we said before, an akira and anacha, picking it up and putting it down. Now, but the akira has to be for tzarech anacha, has to be for the intention, whether deliberately, inadvertently, but it has to be that's what you're doing, is taking it out. And here, when you first picked it up, it was to move it to another corner of the room, not to take it out. When you changed your mind, hence, you'll have a hanacha in Rosh Hashanah, but you're never going to have the akira. So the question is, how could that be the case that the Brice is saying that you'll be chayiv for Geneva and for a skila? Yes, Geneva we know because the Hagbah was only for, let's say, Hatzniyah, to hide it, not to take it out. So you chayiv the Geneva before the skila, but you never even have skila because you're never having an Akira. Akira has to be that you're taking it out, you're picking it up to take it out, but when you picked it up, it wasn't for that. So when you change the middle, you're never having an Akira because you already had moved it from where it was stationary. So the Gemara says, so loy tema amanas latznei. You're right. So don't say that it was talking about a case when he picked it up with the intention to conceal it. Ela ema amanas latznei. Rather say that you're right. That when he picked it up, it was to take it out. So then the question is, so then we should say like Rav Avin said that the hagbah is tzarech haitzahi. The picking up is to taking it out. So therefore, it should be like one long haitzah. Like he said, akir letzarech anacha, so it's already part of the malacha already when you pick it up. So why is that not considered kim lebriyamine? Why does the Braisa say that you're chayim? Now the Gemara answers, zachem ha'eskinan kisha amad. Here what we're talking about is that he actually stopped. When he stops, that is a hanacha. Hanacha doesn't mean you have to put it down. It means when it's become stationary. When you stop, that already did a hanacha, it did a placement for the first akira. Now, therefore, the Chiv Shabbos doesn't come through your first picking up of the object. Rather, it's only when he then, after he was stationary and he changed his mind, oh, let me go outside, or whether he didn't change his mind doesn't make a difference, but when he stops, that's Akira. When he then moves his body again, that moving of the body is an Akira. That's what's going to be Amanas Lohitziyai. And the reason is because Akira's Guf is Kakira's Chavis. When you move your body, it's like moving the object. It's the same thing. Now, however, when you first picked it up, the first picking it up was the kinyan of Hagbah. That Akira, so to speak, meaning when you're picking it up, that Hagbah, is the Chiv of Geneva. That's Tashlumin. Shabbos didn't happen then, because since you stopped, that stopped that Akira. When you went and then moved again after you stopped, that's the Akira that's taking you to when you finally take it outside for the Akira and Hanacha. So Shabbos, the Isra Skila is happening later, and the kinyan Hagbah for the Chiv Tashlumin happened earlier. Now the Gemara asks on this. Amid Lamai, what's the case, Toma? When you stopped, what did you stop for? Why did you stop? Ila kaseif, if it was to adjust the bundle on your shoulder, well, urchehu, that's normative. In other words, that stopping is not considered a hanocha, a stationary, to be mavatl, to undo that first akira that you did from malacha of Shabbos. And if that's the case, then even if you stopped, it should still be considered a transition of the first akira when you did the hagbah, and therefore, contra above, and you should be pater. So Ella, rather, what do you have to say? It's talking about Ba'imid Lafush when you stop to just take a break. That's not considered normative for a journey, for transporting something. Therefore, that actually stops the original Akira. It's now a Hanocha. When you then move out again, that's a new Akira and Hanocha. So you already had the Hagbah, which was the Gneva first, and then you had the Chiv Skila later on. Now that the Gemara asks, okay, so Avalakasevai. So that therefore, what does that mean to say? So, but if you had been adjusting it, you stopped just to adjust your bundle, what would the Halacha be? So then we continue on to Amud Beis. Then Pater, then as we just explained, then you would be exempt from Tashlum. And the reason is because, like the way it comes out according to Reb Avin, that the Chiv Shabbos would have started from the first time you picked up this object that you're stealing, which that's the same moment that you're acquiring the purse, and therefore that's Misa V'Tashlum. And Boin Kechet is happening at the same time, therefore according to Reb Avin, you would be Pater in such a case. And therefore the case that we're describing for the Brayos to be Chayiv is when you're Oymed Lafush. That the Gemara asks, if that's the case, so there's a Reisha and there's a Sefer to the Braisa. The Reisha talks about a case that you're going to be Chayiv on the Teshlum, and the Sefer talks about a case that you're going to be Pater. So the Gemara asks, Adetani ha-yimegarbi-yoytze Pater. So instead of the Sefer, the Braisa talking about a case when you never picked it up, but you never did Hagbah, you're just dragging it out from the homeowner's estate into the Rosh Hasharab, that then you're going to be exempt from the Chiv Tashlumin. And the reason why, as we explained, because it's happening at the same moment when you cross the line out of his domain into the public domain, that's when the Haitzah happens and that's when the theft happens. But why go there? Niflig v'nisni b'dida, you could actually differentiate in the case of the Reish itself of Magbiav when you actually pick it up, and you could say that not only is there a case of that in Chiv, as we said in the Reish, but there's even a case of that of Pata when you're exempt. As the Gemara explains, the Brisa should have said, when did we say that you're going to be chayiv in the case of the reisha when you picked it up? That's ba'omid lafush. That's when you stopped to take a breath, when you stopped to take a break. Now, if that's the case, so we said that they were at different times. That's why you chayiv. Avalikasev potter, but if you did it just to adjust your bundle, then you'd be exempt. Why go to a different case of dragging? Say even the case of a hagbah, that you would be exempt if you never took a regular full-fledged break of a lafush and only a break of a kasev. So El Rav, the Gemara says you're right. It's not talking about that you stopped in middle. And still, the Chiv Shabbos of Akira is not going to be the original Akira of when you picked it up. Rather, it's going to be with the Akira, with the uprooting of the body, of the last step it takes out of that person's house, out into the street. Why is that? Because Hamani, who is the Tana of this price? It's Ben Nazai. It's going like Ben Nazai. That he says in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos, Mahalich Ko'im Adami. Moving is like stopping. Now what that means is because if you break down movement, the movement of every step is actually an Akira. Now when you put your foot down, now then the next foot moves, the next foot moves, but you're Akira Hanocha, Akira Hanocha, Akira Hanocha. So he learns, breaking down into slow motion, that every time you walk, every motion is another Akira Hanocha. Now, therefore, what that comes out, according to Ben Azai, is that the kinyan of the gezela, meaning to be chayiv in the teshlum, and that happened when you first picked it up. But the chiv misa only happens with the last step you take out of the person's house. Because every time you walk, you make anocha, kira anocha, kira anocha, kira anocha. Now, when are you chayiv haitzah? That last step, when you walk out, you're doing an akira, boom, outside his door, hanocha. So therefore, yes, it is one long thing, Akira Tzarech Hanocha. But, according to Ben Azai, that Akira Tzarech Hanocha is that 1 second of when the last step, what you're taking out. But the Hagbah, the Chiyav Tashlum was already the first time that you picked it up. And that's why, according to the case of the Reisha, it's actually going to be talking about that you're going to be Chayiv. Although above and holds that you're Pater when it's Akira Tzarech Hanocha, but it's not happening at the same time. Now, the Gemara still asks a similar question like it asked on the previous interpretation. Now, Aval Zayrik, but regarding a case where the person picked it up and threw it, meaning we had two cases in the Brice, where the case of when you picked it up and walked out, which we asked in above, and that picking up is Akira Tzarech Hanocha, so fine, we answered that, that's Ben Azai, because the first picking up is not the Akira, it's the Akira when you walk out the door. Now, but then we had a case of the Sefer, which was, okay, when are you going to be Pater? It's when you dragged it out, so it happens at the same time. Now, the Gemara asks, but in the case of when you pick it up and throw it, neither one of those cases, my what would the halacha be according to Ben Azai, who was saying the Brice is like? then pater. You would be exempt from payment. And the reason is because then the Chiyuv Shabbos would happen through what's the Akira of throwing? When you first pick it up, where there's no other Akira because you're not walking. According to Ben Azza, yes, Akira not Akira, but that's when you're walking. If you don't, you pick it up and you throw it out his front door, you're going to be Chayiv for which Akira? For the Akira of Hagbah. So therefore, that's Boin Ke'achad, then you'd be exempt, according to Rebavin. Now, if so, Niflik V'nis Nibidi Da. So let the Brisa differentiate in the case of the ratio when you're Chayiv itself, we could find the case of Ptur. And it should have said, Bamed Ramu, when did we say that you're going to be Chayiv according to Ben Azai? B'mahalich, when you're walking. Then you have the Hagbah is with the first Akira, and the Chayiv Skil is only with the last Akira. I was zarig potter, but throwing, you're going to be exempt because it's boing ke'echad. Why do you have to go to another case of dragging? So that thing answers, and that's not a difficulty. We could say that the Bryce is like Ben Azai, but Megar v'yaitse itzrichale. Yes, we could have differentiated in the case of the ratio when you pick it up, but we specifically wanted the case to say that you're exempt when you drag it and you go outside. And the reason is because we would have thought to say that that's not normative to carry, to transport something from one domain to another domain by dragging. Hence, we would have thought that there's no Chiyuv Shabbos of Skila. K'mash v'lan, that there is, and since there is a Skila, so therefore, since it's happening at the same time as when you're stealing it, that's why you're going to have Kimla B'Ramene and be exempt from the Chiyuv Tashlumin. Now, the Gemara asks on that, Ubamai. Now, what exactly is it talking about that you said it was so necessary to say that case instead of differentiating, which we always like splicing and saying, oh, yes, this that we said is chayav, we could even say if you qualified that it's pater, what was so necessary to say that it is derech haitzabakach, to drag it out? As the Gemara explains, Iberavari, if we're talking about a very large purse that the person is stealing, where it's very heavy to pick it up, well, then orchehu, it's very normal to drag it out. Obviously, that would be considered haitzah. Haitzah is always when that's the darkei bakach, when that's the normal way of transportation. Well, that's pretty normal for something that's very heavy. And ibezutre lav orchehu. And if it's small, well, then that's not normal. Then why are you chayiv for Shabbos? Why would it be kimla drabne? Why would you be exempt from tashlumin? So ela b'mitzis. And verse says, what you have to say is talking about a medium-sized purse where that's the chiddush because although it's not so heavy, therefore it's not so normal to drag it out, but since it's not so small, it is still normative, and that's the chiddush that we wanted to say, that it will still be considered the chiyuv haitzah of how it's normally done, not in a shinui, that you would be chayiv issa deraisa of skila to then be meschayiv benafshay to be exempt in the tashlumin. But the Gemara is not done explaining this case. The Gemara asks, now, exactly this one, we said you're dragging it out. So we understand, okay, fine, that there's a chiddush in that, and because it's considered that's normal way of transporting, even though it's not so heavy, not so big. But where did you take it out to? When you left the, when you're stealing, when you left the homeowner's domain, where did you go? If it was taken out into the public domain, well, then it's a Shabbos Ikka, because you violated Shabbos by taking from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, but it's a Gnevah Lekah. There's no liability for theft. And the reason is because when you just do what's called meshicha, which is dragging something, pulling something, without hagabah, without elevating it, the Gemara's assumption is that there's no kinyan in Rosh Hashanah. To do a kinyan meshicha has to be in a private, somewhat private area to be considered as if you're bringing it to you, but in a public domain, it's not bringing it to you, it's everybody's place. So therefore, how is this a way to conceptualize the case of the Brisa, where, yes, we understand that you be chayiv for skila, but where's the chiv geneva that we're saying you're being exempt on? And ida afki l'shusha yachar, and if he went and took it from the homeowners to his domain, meaning because he was next door neighbors with this person that he's stealing from, and he went from his house to his house, well, then it's a geneva, so we understand that then there's a kinyan meshicha into your house, into your domain, but it's a Shabbos like, and then there's no violation of a chiv skila of Shabbos because there's no biblical violation of going from one Rosh Hashanah Yachad to another Rosh Hashanah Yachad. So where's the Chiyuv Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, Leit Tzrich is talking about a case to Afke Litzidei Rosh Hashanah. It's talking about that he took it out to the sides of the public domain, which were near the houses. Now, the reason why this area was so unique is because they used to put on the sides of the houses certain stones and different interferences that were big blockages and blockades to keep out the wagons that would be dragging on the street and they would rub across the houses. So they wanted something in the way. That area was called the Tzidir Shasram. It was the size of the public domain. Now, the Gemara explains, oh, come on, who would this be going like? And that is, Iker Rebbe Eliezer, if it's like Rebbe Eliezer, the Amet Tzidir Shasram, Kirsh Shasram, Dome, that he equates the halachic status of the sides of Shasram, like Rosh Hashanah, and this is Machlekes, Rebbe Eliezer Rabbanon in Masechet Zeirev and Perikol Gagas, that if he equates the sides as Rosh Hashanah itself, so then what do we gain by saying this case? Then again, Isser Shabbos Sikr, Isser Gneiva Leka. So you have the Isser Shabbos, because you're going from Rosh Hashanah Yochet to Rosh Hashanah, but you don't have the Chiv Gneiva, because you never had a chance to do Kinyan Mashiach, since you never picked it up. And Mashiach doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah. And Iker Rabbanon, the Amritid Rosh Hashanah, Lav Rosh Hashanah Domo. And if it's going like the Rabbanon that say that the sides of Rosh Hashanah are not like the public domain, well then again, Isser Gneiva is so good. So you have theft, because it was in a somewhat private area that you can do Mashiach there, but it's a Shabbos Lekka, but you did not have the Chiyuv of Shabbos because you never went from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara answers, Lo'ilam k'Rebbe Eliezer. Truthfully, it's going like Rebbe Eliezer. Now, v'chiyam Rebbe Eliezer, tzidi Rosh Hashanah, k'Rosh Hashanah, when did Rebbe Eliezer say that we consider the sides of Rosh Hashanah like the Rosh Hashanah? Hani mili le'in chiyuv of the Shabbos. That was said regarding the violation of Hitzah of Rosh Hashanah, meaning of Shabbos to take from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So that's where you're going to get the Isser Skila. But then the reason for that is, why is the sides like Rosh Hashanah? The Zimna Dedachki Rabbim Ba'ilasim, because sometimes there's a very narrow space in the public domain, and people get pushed over there, they go there, and it really is part of Rosh Hashanah, just the homeowners wanted to keep them away from ruining their homes and their areas, so they had these blockades. But the truth is that the Rosh Hashanah would go there. So for halachas of Shabbos, we consider it as the public domain. Aval in yimikne kani, but actually regarding the halachas of kinyanim, of making acquisition, it is kinyan, meaning for that we don't consider Rosh Hashanah. My time, what's the reason? The halach shchichiram, because it's not so common to have the public over there. Hence, it is like what's called a simter, which is a somewhat private area, where the Rabbanan did institute the kinyan of Mashiach that it could take place over there. And therefore, it's this somewhat medium area where you can have both the Chiv of Skila, of Shabbos by dragging it there, because for Shabbos it is considered Rosh Hashanah since the public do go there at times. But at the same time, you will have a Chiv of Geneva by taking it there because it's not so common for people to be there. And therefore, for Kinyanim, we do consider it as a Simta. And that's why you're having both Chiyuvim at the same time. And that's why we'll say Kimel Dramine, and you'll be exempt on the Chiv of Geneva, because it happened at the same time as the Issa Skila of when you took it out of his house into the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah. Another approach the Gemara brings, Rav Ashi Amar, he says that actually the case that we're talking about, that of the Seif of the Braisa, that when you're dragging it and taking it out, that the Braisa said you're going to be exempt because of Kimel Bidriamine, actually he's talking about that you don't have to say it's talking about Tzidei Rosh Hashanah, the sides. It's talking about that you went from Rosh Hashanah, from his house, straight into the Rosh Hashanah. Now the question was, then you don't have the Isra of Geneva, because Geneva can only take place, since you're not doing Hagbah as a Kinyan Mashiach, not in the Rosh Hashanah. So how do you have that? So on there, Rav Ashi explains, it's Toma Kagun Shet Sirif Yadai. The thief, when he's dragging it out, he joins his second hand, Lamata Mishleisha, to less than 3 Tfachim to the area of the ground. Now with the one hand he's dragging it, and then it falls into his other hand, the kibloy, and then he receives that, and with that his hand then acquires the theft for tashlumin of geneva. Kidder Rava, like Rava says, Dama Rava, that Rava says, yadu shel adam chashuvalay, a person's hand is considered significant to himself. Regarding the halacha of that Rava is talking about over there of hanocha and Shabbos, ka'arbal arba, like an area of 4 tefachim squared, 4x4 tefachim. Now, the significance of this halacha is that just like we said before, that to have Hitzah, you need to have both Akir and Hanacha. Another halacha that's intrinsic in the halacha of Hanacha, of placing it down, is that it has to be on a Makam Chashav, on a significant place. It can't be on the tip of a needle. It has to be on 4x4 Tfachim. Now, Rava was Mechadish. He said that although a person's hand might not be that area, but it is considered for the person himself as a distinct area, and it's as if it's the same as the area of 4x4 Tfachim. Now, Essentially, what that means is what the Gemara is comparing it for, as Rav Ashi is using it, utilizing it to answer this question that we're discussing, is that regarding Kinyan, it also is considered a Makom Chashuv for Kinyan, and it's as if it was elevated above three Tfachim. In other words, as Rashi explains that, most definitely the case has to be talking about, that you never picked it up in the Rishus HaYachad. In other words, because then you would have been kinyan it before you had the Chiyuv of Shabbos. Rather, what's happening is, as you bring it to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and the Kinyan, it's happening at the same time. And that's why the Gemara had to say, Rav Ashi, when he described the case, was told that it's Kogen Shetzirif Yad, that he joined his hand, because we never wanted to have that when you pick it up from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, if you want the moment you pick it up as you're going out, that's a Kinyan Hagbah. Rather, the way it says is Megar V'yotze was dragged out and going out. Now the question was, okay, fine. So you drag it into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you'll have the Chiyuv Skila of Haitzah, because it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but you don't have the Issa Geneva. And that Rav Ashi is saying that you do have. Why is that? Because although you're in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but there's an area in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that's considered your own area. Where do you have your own area? You have some property here? Yes, the person's hand is considered his own domain. And therefore, you could be kainid by having it as if you did Hagbah, but you didn't do Hagbah because you had to drag it. It's as if you did Hagbah by it being brought into your hand, as if it went into your domain. And that's how Rav Ashi answers that you can have both at the same time, and that's why you're going to be exempt, because you have Isser Shabbos going into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you have the Isser Geneva because it didn't go in just into the street where you can't have Mashiach. It went into the person's hand, and just like Rav says, for the halachas of Shabbos, although it didn't land on a distinct area to have hanacha, but the person's hand is considered hanacha, so too the person's hand for kinyan havagbah of the kinyan gezeila, it would be considered the same thing when it goes into his hand. Now the Gemara tells us that Rav Acha masni hachi. Rav Acha, he said, just the way we had just explained, that Mashicha in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim doesn't work, and therefore he had to say, like Rav Ashi just described, so how do you have Isser Shabbos and Isser Geneva at the same time to say Kimle with Rabbanei to be exempt on the Teshlumen? It's talking about when you joined your hand and then you received it inside, so at the same moment when you dragged it in, you're going into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to have Skila of Shabbos, but you're also having the Kinyan of Agbah at the same time because it's going into your hand. Now, however, Ravina Masni, but Ravina taught otherwise. And not like as we had been assuming up until now. He says, La'ilam de'afke l'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Truth is that the person who's the thief is taking it out into the public domain. There's no question over here why you're having Kimlet Rabbanei that's happening at the same time Isser Shabbos and Isser Geneva. And the reason is because Shabbos is because you went from Rosh Hashanah Yochid, boom, into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Same thing is also that you're dragging and you can't have Mashiach in his domain. But the second you go out, boom, you do have Mashiach in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You could acquire the Kinyan Gezeila at the same time. Now the Gemara explains, and the Rav Acha and Ravina, who are obviously arguing, can you do Mashiach in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or not, to be kind of the Gezela as you're leaving, they argue regarding how to interpret and make the appropriate diyukim, the inferences, of the following Mishnah. It's not like within the Mishnah, Masechta is Baba Kama. The case over there is talking about when someone goes into a homeowner's estate and he wants to steal his animal, as it's brought in over there in Perek Meruba. The Mishnah says, Hayimayishchai v'yaitze, if he was drawing the animal, trying to steal his animal, and he's going out, umeis, and then the ox dies, bishos bailim, when he's still in the homeowner's estate, well, then he's potter. Then the ganav, the thief, is exempt from paying. And the reason is because he never acquired it to be liable in einsin. Now, the fact that it died is not his fault, obviously. It's an einis. But when you're kind of gezela, it doesn't make a difference if it was that lightning struck and it died. You're chayav because you acquired it and you have to pay back. But here he never had a kinyan yet. So therefore, although he's dragging and trying to steal it, if lightning struck and it killed the animal, he's going to be exempt. Now, however, the Mishnah says, Higbiyoy, if he picked it up, even still in the homeowner's estate, Oishut Simershus Bail, or he went and he already pulled that out of the homeowner's estate. Umeisin, then it died, it just dropped dead. Chayiv, then he is going to be liable. Now, on that, the Gemara explains, Ravina daik mireisha, Rav Acha daik miseifa. Again, Rav Acha, who said that you cannot have a kinyan Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, is daik from the seifa, and Ravina is medaik from the reisha that you could have a kinyan mashicha in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. How so? Ravina daik mireisha, because the reisha said as follows, Hayimayishcha v'yetzif, he's pulling it and he's on his way out, umeis b'shus ba'al, and it dies in the homeowner's estate. So the Mishnah said potter is exempt. Now he made the following inference. Time of the meis b'shus ba'al, why is he exempt? Because it died in the homeowner's estate. Ha'haitziyoy mishus ba'alim. But if he took it out of the homeowner's estate, which sounds like it doesn't differentiate, no matter where he took it out to, even to Rishus Arabim, Umeis, and then it would die, that a chayiv would be chayiv. Why are you chayiv on Eitzin? Obviously, you acquired it. How did you acquire it? You never picked it up. You were just dragging it out. Obviously, dragging it out to anywhere, as long as it's out of his home, even to Rishus Arabim, that you are kind of kinyan gezeila. How so? Because Mashiach is kind in Rishus Arabim. Ravacha daik misefa. Ravacha is mitaik from the sefa that no, that obviously you cannot have kinyan mashiach in Rishus Arabim. Because the sefa said, higbiyoi oishitziyoi, if he picked it up, or if he took it out totally out of the homeowner's estate, then it dies, then he's chayef. So on that Ravacha says, you see, haitza dumi dahagba. Obviously there's some type of a parallel here between the case of when you took it out and when you picked it up. Now, Mahagba the Asilir Shu say, just like the Kinyan of Hagba, where even if you're in his property, but it comes to you, because it's coming to your personhood. When you pick it up, it's going to your own property. That's why you're kinda, and therefore you can be chayv in the Ainsin of if it dies. Afaitsa, Nami the Asilir Shu say, so therefore we can make the same comparison for the sister case of when you took it out, that is only talking about if you took it to your own Rishus, meaning it's like a simta, but not in the Rishus Rabbim. Because that wouldn't be taking it to your own rishos. Yes, we're taking it out of his rishos, but it wouldn't be taking it to you. It'd be taking it to Rishos Rabbim. And therefore, you see, obviously, that kin mashicha does not work on Rishos Rabbim. That's what the Gemara asks. L'ravacha kasha resha, l'ravina kasha sefer. Each one has the difficulty of the other one's inference that you see that it is or it's not a kin in Rishos Rabbim. So the Gemara answers that resha l'ravacha loy kasha. No, the resha is not difficult to ravacha, who he says that mashicha is not kin in Rishos Rabbim. Because as long as it didn't come to his own personhood, to his own estate, Rishos Bailim Karina Bay, we call that Rishos Bailim. In other words, when the Risha said that it died in Rishos Bailim, that he's exempt, it doesn't mean you didn't take it out of his house. You dragged it out into Rishos Rabbim. But we still view that as Rishos Rabbim, because as long as it didn't go to him, we call that Rishos Bailim, and therefore you can't make an inference and to say that it is valid as a Kenyan in Rishos Rabbim, because actually that you're still going to be exempt in Rishos Rabbim. And Seva L'Ravina L'Kasha, the Seva is not difficult for Ravina, who says that it is a Kenyan in Rishos Rabbim, because Haitza, Dumi Dagba, Loyim Rinan, it doesn't make this equation of comparing the case of taking out to picking up. And therefore, yes, although when you pick it up, it's taking it to yourself, that doesn't mean that when you take it out, it also has to mean you're taking it to yourself. As long as you took it out of the Rishos Bailim, even when you went to Rishos Harabim, that would be considered as a case of as a kinyan gzela of Meshichah and Rishos Harabim, and therefore, that's why you would be chayiv in that case of Einzin if it dies. And again, that's where they have their machlaikis of how to interpret this previous case that we're discussing, if it's going to be talking about when you took it out to Rishos Harabim or not. That is depending if you hold that there is a Kinyan Mashicha in Rishos Harabim, where they had this machlokes in the Mishnah, in the Diyukim, if the Kinyan Gezela is going to be taking place when you take it out to Rishos Harabim, or that actually is still going to be considered as Rishos Bailim, and therefore it's only when you take it to his own domain that it's going to be considered a Kinyan Mashicha.